Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, we have him pulled up on the Mighty Eagle Hotline. It's our good buddy Mark Cuban joining us for a second segment. Mark, do we have you?
Yes, you got me. Do you have me?
We have you. That's very, very good news.
You got
me? We got you. No, we got you. We got you so hard. And not only do we have you, we were speculating on what this big announcement was going to be, and KT threw an idea out there that I had not considered because you're a renaissance man. You do it all. Are you releasing a new album?
No.
Damn it!
Not yet.
Oh!
Not yet.
Oh, so there's a little bit of a teaser there. Okay.
So I'm using generative AI music that I'm going to connect to an NFT, and then I'm going to release it on Ethereum, Polkadot, Polymatic, you name it, every blockchain in the universe, but I'm working on the vocals.
All right, I don't want to take the steam out of this big announcement, but I would like to take one more guess. Are you buying the Dallas Cowboys?
Ha!
Can you imagine? Is there anything more not for sale than that?
Something I would do. Yeah, no, not going to happen.
Anyways, we do have Mark Cuban on. We certainly thank him for joining us for a second segment. He is out in L.A. And then you're going to finish up some Shark Tank shooting, and then you're headed back in town because next week, you know, Mavericks camp and all that starts getting cranked up. There's media day on Monday and all that. And I would imagine, I know you're always geeked for NBA basketball, but you know, there have been some changes. It's sort of like a new chapter in Dallas Mavericks history. I can imagine you're as excited about this season as any that you've been excited for.
Oh, man, it's crazy, right? It's just, you know, we had a good front office, and it was just time to make a move. And sometimes just a fresh set of eyes and just a fresh, you know, approach just re-energizes people and players. And I think that's what we've got. And I think we've got a great group in Nico and Finn and Jay Kidd. You know, they've all known each other for years. They get along great. They're on the same page, and they've got great relationships with the players. Just different. You know, no knock on Rick, and it's just, you know, it's like sometimes when you get a new boss, it doesn't mean the new boss is better or worse or anything. It's just that fresh energy that just changes everything, and you can just feel it. Guys working out right now, the energy is through the roof. It's great.
That's fantastic. We absolutely can't wait. You know, we're Mavs homers ourselves, and we're good to go, right? Like stadiums will be sold out. We're on track with all that. No hesitation there, right?
None. Everything's good to go. Everybody's excited. I mean, tickets are selling. We're right on path, man. It's amazing. It's really exciting.
Well, we fired all of our shots here. We've guessed what this major announcement you have could be, and we've missed on every one. So let us now get out of the way. KT has prepared a drum roll. We're going to let this drum roll play.
Give me the drum roll.
And we're going to stand out of your way, and we're going to hear this big announcement. Here he is, Mark Cuban, with a major announcement. Let it go, KT.
The Dallas Mavericks are moving our radio broadcast to 97.1 KEGL.
Starting this season.
It's all part of the complete fun package
that's
going on here.
That's what's up.
That is what's up. Man, what a great fit, Mark. I always think about the fact that when you first were making a name for yourself in town, you would love jumping on with Russ Martin. Of course, the Russ Martin show comes on right after us, still right here on 97.1 The Eagle. And this is a great fit. So why are the Dallas Mavericks going to be on The Eagle?
Because the very first morning radio interview I ever did was at 7 a.m. with Russ Martin, and we were doing shots trying to dunk. And I almost got that dunk, but I definitely got the shot. So in memorial to Russ, and in remembrance of the start of my Dallas Mavericks career, we decided to make the move. And, oh, yeah, Ben and Skinhead, you know, you guys are a big part of it, too.
Hey! Let's go. Well, man, we're beyond stoked. We love how outside the box and innovative you are, the way you guys are willing to look at things in different ways. And obviously iHeart's thrilled to have you guys, and yep. It's just going to be a big opportunity to reach even more listeners, because hey, this isn't a sports talk station, so it's just people that love to be entertained, and it's a great opportunity yep. for the Mavs and a great opportunity for iHeart.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? We wanted to expand our reach. We wanted to reach non-traditional fans, you know, you guys primarily guys, and trying to get some guys who maybe hadn't been Mavs fans and get them on board. And, you know, obviously the station itself has got great reach in the marketplace. So if you're driving wherever, you're going to be able to pick up the signal. And, you know, we'll have a little Ben and Skin, but we're still going to be the great Coop, you know, doing his thing with Brad. And, you know, the actual broadcast won't change much, but just having you guys supporting us, being here, it's going to be a huge move for us.
Yeah, that's a really exciting part of it too, Mark, is the Eagle doesn't change. They've just added the kick-assness of the Mavericks, and when you turn into a Maverick broadcast, we're not going to be playing Shinedown during the game. It's going to be Coop, it's going to be Brad, it's going to be Mavericks basketball, and then
I'm not worried about that. Look, it's just like when you guys came to the Eagle, right? It wasn't, you know, Radio 101 where you were going to do it. The Eagle gets a lot of credit for taking a chance on you guys, and look what happened, right? And we think it's going to be the same thing, where it's a great fit. It's, a new exposure for us and the audience to us. And the signal was great. Coop still going to be rolling and running the game and listening to us plant our flag. And so, yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited.
You know, what's most exciting to me is like the chance to radio partner with you guys, and we've done this before, but being your partner now is an incredibly special thing. You have one of the most exciting players in all of sports, in any sport, and a really fantastic team. It's the arrow pointing directly up. Couldn't be a better time to be the radio flagship of the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing because, you know, traditional sports radio is great. It's got a long history. It'll have a long history to go from here. But the nature of it is you really have to stretch to come up with topics. You really have to stretch, you know, to really, you know, get people's interest sometimes. And the diversity in terms of attitude and approach of the Eagle was really enticing to me because, you know, again, we can do things in different ways and not have it just be, okay, this is a sports station. This is the way you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, it's awesome. It is NBA basketball. The Dallas Mavericks is entertainment, and that's what we are all about. And so it's great to partner with you, Mark. Great to partner with the Mavericks. Have a good time out in L.A., and we'll see you when you get back, homie.
You got it, guys. Let's go, Mavs. We start. Camp starts September 26th. I can't wait.
Woo! Let's go. All right, see you, brother. Safe travels.
See you, guys. Thank you.
There it is. The Dallas Mavericks. The home of the Dallas Mavericks is 97.1, the Eagle, the mighty Eagle. This is huge. We're very excited about this, and it really helps all of our iHeart fam. You might hear some Maverick talk on Bo and Jim, like what about maybe Cuban popping on with them, or maybe you hear J-Kid pop on with Kid Nation. I mean, there's just a lot of really great opportunities for us to partner with one of the most entertaining things to do in the world. Now that the world is starting to get populated again, we can go back out, is to go have a Thursday night down at the AAC and watch Luka dazzle the world with your friends, and the Eagle will be there every step of the way.
Yeah, now, again, I love how innovative and forward-thinking this radio station is. You know, the fact that it's a hybrid station, it's a rock station that turns into a talk station that turns back into a rock station is really original, and I love that. I love that, you know, Kelly Kibler runs this station. She's incredibly innovative and just a forward thinker. She's brilliant. She obviously worked with Ryan Mackey over at the Mavericks to make this happen. But you brought up a great point, Skin. I people try to label things. Well, this is this station. This is this type of station. People aren't like that. Like, I have many different interests, right? I'm not just in one box. And so I like music. I like sports. I like joking around. I like laughing. And now we have all of that. But we should probably make it very clear to people, this is a rock talk station that is adding the Mavericks, but is not turning into a sports talk station at all.
Let me tell you something. Ben and I ran from sports talk as fast as we could. We sure as hell don't want to run back into it. This the way that you know and love the Eagle remains exactly the same. We've just added the kick-ass element of a partnership with the Dallas Mavericks. So we're very excited. This is huge. There's going to be a lot of really cool opportunities, too, for listeners of the Mighty Eagle to win some tickets to some Mav games, have some really cool events in conjunction with the Dallas Mavericks. And for those of you that came over to the Eagle with us because you were used to hearing us on sports talk stations, Cuban mentioned it there. You know, Chuck Cooperstein is going into his 17th year as the play-by-play voice of the Dallas Mavericks, and that will continue. A lot of familiar voices associated with Dallas Maverick basketball throughout the years will be popping on from time to time. When the game starts, it'll sound like a great Dallas Mavericks broadcast, as it always has. And when that's over, we'll go back to rocking your nuts off, because that's what the Mighty Eagle does. So this is just another way for us to fortify the Mighty Eagle, be even stronger, be more entertaining, create more cool opportunities for our listeners and our entire iHeart fam. And as podcasts become an even bigger deal, we'll probably have some specialty podcast programming as well that shows our partnership with the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah. It's not changing. It's only getting better. It's only improving. What a great partnership. And I mean it. You know, I think Luka is a top three, top five player in the world right now in the NBA. And then in terms of being one of the most popular athletes in all of sports, he is exactly that. He's universal. And, you know, he's a global guy. And so, and he's so young. What is he, 23? 22?
Yeah, I mean, 23 in February.
He's a baby, man.
I think he's 23 in February? Hell, I don't know.
He a baby. And so he is a baby goat. And so we're going to ride the trajectory of Luka as he puts us all on his back. And, man, it's just awesome. And for a radio station to become the flagship of an incredible franchise like the Mavericks, plus one that is right where they are right now, it's incredibly impressive. I'm proud of our station for getting this thing across the goal line, for making it happen. I love how the Mavericks aren't stuck in their ways. Oh, no, we have to be on a sports talk station. If you're a rockaholic, the Mavs want you. They chose to be here because you're not a sports talk listener. You know, if you're the Mavericks, you're like, we already got sports talk people. They already love sports.
Yeah.
They want to get people that like rock music. They want to be on Kiss FM. They want to get people that like pop music, country music, whatever. They're interested in this iHeart partnership. And so I love how innovative our side was, as well as theirs, to make this happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think for anybody in town, one of the coolest things you can do is go to a concert or go to a game. And we're going to have the ability to have games happening right here and for this station to be a big part of it. So we're very, very excited. And it's not going to change any of our programming or any of our shows. Or, man, I've been seeing some really funny bits with Chloe and some of his strong sports takes recently. If Chloe wants to keep delivering sledgehammer sports takes, that'll happen.
Dude, you're talking about Chief Head King sports analyst Chloe Raven? Yeah.
What about
amazing
Chloe and Boban doing a podcast together, Chloe-bon?
Oh, wow. That's great.
That'd be incredible. Those guys, the magic they'd have together, that'd be awesome.
And Skin kind of mentioned it, too. I can't wait to do caller number 5 and give out the phone number, and we'll give away some Mavs tickets, I'm sure, throughout the year. Maybe we'll make some creative games out of it and have a little fun with it and those types of things, and then maybe see you out there and type of thing. So,
I totally get, to your point, KT, I totally get the person that just wants to go to the game and have fun and not hear a bunch of stats and sports debates and stuff. And I'm telling you, the rest of the station will not become that. It's going to be exactly what you've always come to know and love. And then when Coop and the gang take over for the game, you're going to know it's a Dallas Mavericks game. So this really kicks ass.
It's great, man. It's outside the box. It's unexpected. I freaking love it. And I know there are sports talk stations out there that are so bitter that they didn't land the Mavs because the Mavs were the belle of the ball.
Yeah.
And so for us to get them, the dark horse candidate, nobody saw that coming in a million years. We're a rock station, so I'm loving this.
And for anyone that missed it, it is awesome that Mark's like, the first interview I did at 7 a.m. was on the Russ Martin Show.
Yeah.
It's just
you talk about
really
kindred
cool.
spirits, man, the way that those guys sort of view, I'm not going to do it the way you want me to do it. I'm going to do it my way. Mark obviously had a lot of respect for Russ being a trailblazer and all that kind of stuff.
So I just got a text from Big Dong Jeremy.
Oh, nice.
And he is already reaching out, finding out if there's any jobs available in the next broadcast. And
yes.
So Big Dong Jeremy was one of our promo guys at the Fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he was asked to go to a press conference, Lucas' first press conference, right? Hey, set up a promo table, give out some keychains and koozies. And he decided to just kind of, to his credit, this is a smart, sharp guy. He got into the press conference, and there was only like five questions from the media. Somehow they went to Big Dong Jeremy at our promo table.
Now that sounds very Eagle to me.
And let him ask a question. Zach, do you have that question?
I have it right here.
It is.
Crank it up, Christine. It's got a little low on here. Here we go.
You're one of the most hyped up players coming out of Europe that this league has ever seen. Is the high expectations, the hype, is that something you embrace?
See,
so great.
When you sign up to be a promo guy at a radio station, it's not on the job requirements. You know, ask a top athlete in this world a generic sports question.
It is something they should ask, though. It's like, A, are you prepared to engage with listeners and let them know some of the events that we have going on? And B, are you willing to ask one of the biggest stars in the world his first question when he arrives to town?
How did they? I mean, I don't know. They're like, okay, we've got. I see Dale Hansen here. Thank you, Mike Reiner. Okay, I see Ducey Laufenberg over there. Hold on, let's go to Big Dong Jeremy at the Fan promo table. Do you have any questions, Big Dong Jeremy?
And that's what's on his name tag that he always wears too. So like, it's not like anyone could miss him. Like that's what they were calling him.
Oh, man. Well, hey, what an exciting day. And I feel like Ben and Christina really ruined an opportunity to have Cuban do it tomorrow instead when me and Ben T were gone.
Yeah, we have. Skin is going on a vacation.
Yes.
A very special visit with his father-in-law who was recently badly injured in a fall. And they're going to go spend some time with him, which is very important.
From what I understand, he's already ready to play golf. Fully recovered. We're good.
And KT's taking off to watch golf on TV.
Hell yeah.
Ryder's Cup.
It's a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Ryder's Cup. No, the Ryder Cup. The Ryder's Cup. Well, something else.
You know.
It's the Rough Riders, the old DMX posse.
It's the Rogers Ray Roundup tomorrow?
Yep. It's going to be great.
You guys are going to adopt country accents tomorrow, correct?
You'll see.
I can easily do that.
I could do that all day.
Or is it the Ray Rogers Roundup?
Or it's Ray Rogers. He's the star of the show.
I like Rogers Ray, though, as a person.
We will have appearances from Jonathan Shippy Shipman.
Uh-oh.
Will Flaccid Frank be there?
And we'll have appearances from Michael Pasvar, local comedian.
Rock Hard Johnny.
We are going to do an interview Pong. K-Ray and I are going to interview each other, interview Pong style.
Well, it sounds like it'll be action-packed. Thank you to Mark Cuban for joining us today to make the special announcement. The Mighty Eagle is the home of Dallas Mavericks basketball. Have a good Thursday. I'm heading to Roller Town to have a Marzen-style lager in honor of Oktoberfest. We love you. Bye.
Guess just stay here. Don't go to commercial break.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.